This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Lee Fire burning in western Colorado is now the fifth largest in state history. It's burned over 116,000 acres and remains only 7% contained. Over 1,000 firefighters are working to put it out, and a state of emergency remains in effect. Residents have been evacuated around the town of Meeker. That includes Jeff Broughton, his wife, and two kids, who all went to Steamboat Springs.
I hope I don't ever have to do it again, because it's pretty scary when it gets that close to home and you're like, what do we do? Pack up what we need essential-wise and hope for the best.
There's an evacuation center in Meeker, and people can take their livestock to the local fairgrounds. A community meeting about the fire takes place tonight at 7 p.m. at Colorado Mountain College. The nearby Elk Fire is more than 14,000 acres and 30% contained. Federal and state budget cuts are impacting Denver's effort to help people who are unhoused. Mayor Mike Johnston says about 180 housing vouchers have been canceled so far.
These vouchers might be 2 years, some are 5 years, some are lifetime. So if you have someone with a serious physical or mental disability who can't get a job, these vouchers would have been lifetime rental support. So for the most acute populations, these are the most important tool.
Johnston still hopes the city can get support to build more affordable housing, including converting vacant office space into residential units. Expect periods of moderate to heavy smoke because of fires burning on the western slope. An air quality alert is in effect for places like Meeker, Glenwood Springs, Eagle Vale, and Aspen through 9 a.m. tomorrow. This is CPR News.